From the frozen tundra of Tampa Bay, who the hell writes this crap? You've got the Mosh Gelton Show. From Tampa Bay to the world.
Yes, sir. What's going on? It's your boy Mosh Gelton from the Mosh Gelton Show, popping off right now on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete. It is Tuesday night. It is April 4th, 2023. And we are always popping off right after Spike on the Mic Tuesday nights from 11 p.m. to midnight. Yes, the Mosh Gelton Show. And I am your host of the Mosh Gelton Show, Mosh Gelton. Let me get a little air horn for you. Oh, I love it. I got a co-host with me tonight,
Beatbox Bob.
Yeah. And me and Beatbox Bob are getting down with the man, the myth, the legend, the champ.
Schmitty!
Hey, whoa. Sound a little rough there. And, of course, myself, Beatbox Bob, and Schmitty wouldn't be complete without the effervescent and distinguished
Mike E.
Crazy show tonight. We've got the four-way music tournament. We've got trivia time. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. You know, three of us in this room just did a rap battle over the weekend. And, you know, it turned out pretty damn good. So, hell of a show. Hell of a show. Beatbox Bob, how's it going, man?
Mosh Gelton, it's going good, man. How's it going for you?
It's going well, man. You know, just another Tuesday. Another glorious time to be on Sunshine 96.7 FM. And, you know, just been working a lot. Been doing a lot of radio stuff. Been doing a lot of events.
Nice.
Keeping busy, bro.
Busy, busy, busy.
What about yourself?
Same thing, man. I just got out of this battle situation that I've been doing. I was promoting heavy for a while there. We've been doing the shows every, like all the time, man. You know, we stay occupied. We stay busy. On top of that, I got me a 60 to 80 hour work week at my day job. You know how
I love that. You're loving that. Yeah, over the weekend, we did a rap battle. It was myself, Mosh Gelton versus Beatbox Bob. And we talked about this yesterday on one of our shows. And Schmitty did a rap battle versus Ryan Viafora.
Yeah.
And if you guys don't know what a rap battle is, it's like 8 Mile, man. You never seen 8 Mile? That's what it was like. And, Mikey Flaw was there. Schmitty battled Ryan Viafora. And Mikey Flaw, you watched, you saw, you observed the battles. What'd you think about, Saturday night?
No, I did more than observe. I actually filmed the whole thing.
He filmed the whole thing. Yeah. That is true.
And, yeah, it was. I got a pretty good view, right, standing up front, and I got some good crowd shots. You know, the crowd was really engaged and enjoying themselves. So it went off great.
Definitely, Schmitty took the win over Ryan Viafora. Good job, Schmitty. Well done. Yeah. Three rounds.
For everyone out there, that was my first battle. Live on stage, I was happy with it. Take that victory. Great event completely.
Whoa, man. First battle, huh?
His first battle on stage. He's been doing it on this show for a long time, but we had to get Schmitty out there on stage versus somebody formidable, and we did. That video will be out soon, so we'll get you the idea of where to look to find that video soon. And then me versus you, Bobo, we battled it up, bro.
I know.
Written, fully prepared battle.
Speaking of first battles, golly, talk about a David and Goliath type situation, huh?
That was your first battle.
On stage, on cam.
On stage and on camera.
Yes, sir.
You did a very good job yourself.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
That was fantastic, both of you.
I did my best, man. I just came in. I tried swinging as hard as I possibly could. It wasn't enough to take the cake, but next time, bro, you better watch out.
It was damn close, and I did take the W, but it was really close. I was commanding the crowd. You were doing good, and like we were saying yesterday, it was a win for everybody that was there. It was a good time, man. If anybody likes to battle rap or rap or has any music that they want me to play, hit me up at Mosh Gelton on all the social medias, and we'll get your music played right here on Sunshine 96.7 FM, Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives, if you know the tagline, and we'll get you on. So it was a great event, super stoked. Schmitty, man.
Yo.
You lost your voice?
A little bit. You know, it's a little raspy.
At the event?
That night, just, yeah, it was pretty, pretty good event.
It seems very raspy. Like, I'm a Schmitty.
What I'm happy with is that it doesn't hurt.
Not yet.
Well.
You got the croup.
Schmitty left in the middle of the damn party on Saturday.
Yeah, it was. I got pulled out of
it. Yeah, you did, yeah. I mean, yeah is the answer. You left us.
I did, but I did say I was going to leave around 10, and I was there till a little bit after 10:30, so.
This is very true.
I drug it out, and, you know, we got to see two of our partners there, Mr. Marco, Miss Stephanie.
Oh, yeah. From 96.7 FM Sunshine St. Pete, where you're listening to right now, on Fridays from 6 to 8 p.m., we have the Marco Radio Happy Hour show. And they were out there in force, and they came to see a damn good show.
Yeah, it was great to see them and talk with them for a little bit.
It was nice.
Yeah, man. I feel like trying to get a hold of him.
And Mr. Ryan, you know, for everyone that doesn't know, he's actually a well-known, undefeated battle rapper for Rittens. So to have a victory over him feels pretty good.
Dude,
that's a feather in the cap.
You're like a superhero, man.
I'll take it. But Beatty, you did fantastic for your first time.
Real quick, do me a favor. Just say, I am the Batman into the microphone.
I am the Batman.
It wasn't as good as I liked it to be. I tried as hard as I could. You know, it was a battle.
It was very close. It's not like, you know, Mosh, you know, smoked you. It was very competitive, and I loved it.
It got tight, man. It was real, real tight for a minute there.
Well, it was good stuff. And then last night on our show, you guys battled, and that was another damn close battle. And Schmitty got that one as well.
I was robbed.
A lot of rap battles going on around here on the Mosh Gelton show parts, but that was another damn good battle last night.
Bro.
It was a great one. It was close. It was definitely close.
You guys just never run out, you know? It's like I'm waiting, and it hasn't happened.
It's probably too late to call Marco, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I almost just did Marco radio show, Marco happy hour radio.
That's with freestyle, right? You never run out with freestyle, so.
Oh, exactly.
What I meant is like, you know, hitting a wall or just choking or whatever, you know? It's just like, like I said, you guys just do really well at recovery.
Man, I feel like if I stuck with that, like, sort of, yeah, and I'm coming at you, gonna get you, gonna splat you.
Absolutely.
I feel like I would do good.
I think Mikey needs to start.
That's never going to happen.
Mikey needs to start battling?
Yeah.
I'm just here for support, okay?
I thought it would never happen for me either, but here I am.
How do I not have Alexis's number? That is wild.
Yeah, I didn't see her. She didn't come out, did she?
She was at the Rays game.
Anybody got her number?
No.
All these people I want to call, I got no numbers.
Messenger.
Yeah, I can message her. I'm going to send her a message right now because...
It's kind of late, so...
She hasn't been around.
So, like, somebody who's, like, your main nemesis, right? They're, like, they're called your arch nemesis, right? Mm-hmm. So I guess that makes Mikey my arch support.
Ah. Boom. But we got a sound effect for that.
Don't they? Dr. Scholl's great stuff, right?
Rude.
A little bit of Dr. Scholl's arch support. Let's get Mikey a Dr. Scholl's shirt.
Mikey looks like the personification of Dr. Scholl's.
What does he look like? I don't even
know. You look like the square root of Dr. Scholl.
Okay.
Like gel inserts.
You do look like a foot missing some toes.
Wow. Dang, I never heard that before.
Missing some toes.
Some evil afoot over here.
We all love you, Mike.
That's a stump.
Yeah.
It would be.
Yeah.
We're just inching along over here.
You look like a stump.
I just hit up Alexis, and I'm like, yo, you ain't been calling any of our shows. Where you been at? And I said, here's the number. And I'm like, we're doing the FM show. And she's like, what's that?
What? She's got a new boyfriend, so she's all falling in love.
You think so?
I know so. Dun, 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 dun.
Damn, bro. All right.
She's a great person still, regardless.
Now, Alexis is amazing, and we love to have Alexis as one of our people. We do have trivia time that's coming up.
Oh, yeah.
And trivia time is lit. That's going to be Here's the Song, Name the Artist.
Ooh.
And before that, we have a music tournament. Now, yes, Just Call. Now, I'm going to give her about 60 seconds before I get into this music tournament to see if Alexis can comprehend. And I know she's going to be like, yo, what are you saying? All these mean stuff. I'm not saying anything mean. I love you. Comprehend the call. I gave you the number. Call the show. I see the little bubbles. You know, you're on Facebook and you see the bubbles of someone typing.
Oh,
they're supposed to be calling. Not supposed to be sending me bubbles, Alexis. You're supposed to be calling.
Don't you hate it when the bubbles and you sit there for like a minute and then the bubbles go away and then there's nothing?
Yeah, but that's just somebody leaving the screen open. And then they're
I thought they actually had to type something for it to pop up.
No, as long as you have the dialogue box up and the screen's open.
As long as you got the keyboard up.
Must be your bubbly personality.
It's so disappointing, you know? It's like you thought that there was going to be a whole paragraph and then nothing.
Well, I mean...
That's sad.
If I see the bubbles and I don't see... You know what? Imagine you see the bubbles. You're on Facebook, you're messaging. You see the bubbles and you're like, yes. And then the bubbles stop and then nothing comes.
It's horrible.
It's disappointing.
It's sad.
They were going to message you.
I don't like it.
And then you were excited to receive something from them.
You're all like, yes, rubbing your hands together, you know?
And then Giddy turns into Gotti.
Giddy Gotti.
Goody.
It gotcha.
All right. Since Alexis hasn't called, we're going to go right to it. Here is what we're doing with the four-way music tournament. Oh, man, I went to make this four-way music tournament. What we do is we take four songs and we pit them up against each other to see which one of the four songs is the best, and they all usually have a theme or something in common. And I will say, I had a suggestion to do this one, and I didn't know what was going to happen, and I started looking them up again, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, it is hard to pick four tracks.
Really?
Yeah, it's very hard to pick four tracks. This is from a group. This is the four-way tournament. So I'm going to give you the first song. I'm not going to tell you who it is until you hear this first song. And then when I give you this first song, that song is going to go up with the second song until we whittle the four songs down to one. Does everybody understand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of.
All right, here we go. Here's the first song. You're on the Mosh Shelton Show. Please don't curse.
Fire.
Hi, it's Alexis.
Oh, what's up, Alexis?
What's up, guys? How's it going?
It's going good. It's going good. We were getting into this Creed tournament, trying to pick out the top four best Creed songs. How have you been?
I've been good. What? Your show's so different now. Everything's new.
We thought you got kidnapped.
I feel like I've missed out on a lot of growth for you guys, but I'm happy to be back.
We were scared. Where did you go?
I wasn't scared. I was in a toxic situation.
You were in a toxic situation? If I was to try to guess what that would be in my head, do you think I'd be correct?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Completely understand your situation. So that would mean that you're back, right? Are you back or are you just back?
I'm back. Cut the toxicity. I'm back. I've been in the show like 2 times lately in the chat. I feel this is a good start for us.
Because when we didn't see you, my first thought immediately was...
How dare you?
But then, you know, I thought you might have found yourself somewhere, you know, in
China.
But, you know, I didn't. So when we figured out where you were at, I was like, oh, we got to get Alexis back in the chat. And then you were in the chat. And now you're on our Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete show for the first time. And we love having you back.
I love it. Sunshine's great. I love it. I'm happy to be here.
Well, before I let you go, I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to play them both for you, and you're going to tell me, which song do you think is better by Creed? Is it this song?
My
Do you know My Sacrifice?
I do. It's a good one.
All right. So it's either going to be My Sacrifice or Do You Think This Song Is a Better Creed Song?
Yeah. I'm away. So let's go there. Let's make our escape. Come on, let's go there. Let's ask him.
Which one do you think it's going to be, My Sacrifice, or is it going to be Higher by Creed?
Those are both like spicy jams, but I got to go with Higher because I will turn that up and belt it out every time it comes on.
Oh, we got 1 point for Higher. That's what's up. Alexis, we love you. Can't wait to see you tomorrow night, and we'll see you in the chat, and I can't wait to talk to you again.
I will be back. Love you guys.
Alexis,
I'll talk to you
everybody.
See you, Alexis.
Such a nice girl. All right, guys. Let's see. Are you guys going to agree with Alexis? Are you going to agree with the other person? Is it going to be My Sacrifice or Higher? Alexis picks Higher. I pick My Sacrifice. I think My Sacrifice is a better song. Higher's not as played out as My Sacrifice, but I'm definitely going to go with My Sacrifice on this. Hard tournament already. Mikey Fla.
Higher.
You go Higher right higher. Off the jump.
Higher.
Another point for Higher. That's 2-1. We'll go Beatbox Bob.
I'm going to go with Higher for $500, Alex.
Higher is the winner. And Schmitty, what would you have said?
My Sacrifice.
My Sacrifice. So
both really good.
2-3, and Higher is the winner. And why did you pick My Sacrifice?
I like that song just a tad bit better, and I thought Higher was actually played out more than My Sacrifice, but both so equal. That was tough.
Oh, man. I messed up their songs. Yeah, it was definitely Higher. Higher's the right one. All right, so Higher makes it through. So now there's two more songs by Creed, and we've got to figure out which one's going to go up against Higher. So without further ado, we're going to get to the third out of four Creed songs. Can anybody guess?
Arms Wide Open.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready. Correct. To be the man I have to be. I'll take her man. I'll take her by my side. We're standing on. With arms wide open, comes through and touches the game. Very good song, you guys would say?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah, definitely with arms wide open. It's another banger, and you could see how hard this was. Now, the fourth one, it was like, which song are you going to pick? There's so many songs. It was very hard. Anybody want to guess what our fourth one was?
I don't think I could even name another one until you probably play it. Probably had more hits than we thought.
Oh, they got way more hits. Here's the fourth song from Creed that is going up against With Arms Wide Open. Just my whole sin. The walls cold and pale, the cage made of steel. And I say, oh, screams filled.
All off the same album. I drop in deep. Silence now the sound, my breath the only motion around. Demons cluttering around, my face showing no emotion. My own prison. Shackled by my sentence, expecting no return.
chorus. My own prison, bro.
Man.
Or with arms wide open.
What a banger.
Yo.
Bro.
They don't get enough credit.
Bang Slang Fest.
When I was doing this, I was like, yo, these are bangers.
They used to get a lot of radio play. It was, you know, to the point where you were like, oh, it's Creed again.
With all four of those songs, they should still be being talked about. And I believe they're all on the same album. Bro.
Could be. What was that, mid-90s?
I think early 2000s.
Was it?
Yeah, it was like 2002.
Maybe 97.
Hmm.
I think at late 90s at the earliest. It might be early 2000s.
Yeah. Beatbox yeah. Bob, what do you say? With Arms Wide Open or My Own Prison?
My Own Prison.
Oh, one for My Own Prison from Beatbox Bob. Oh, man. I'm going to go ahead and go ahead. My Own Prison, hearing that song again, came back, and I was like, oh, my God. And I sailed, held her captive under the sun. It's a banger. And I've watched him do it acoustic, and I love it. But it just doesn't top With Arms Wide Open for me. I can't do that to With Arms Wide Open. So I'm going With Arms Wide Open.
Mm.
And Mikey Flaw?
I'm going to go the other way. I like... especially the production on My Own Prison.
My Own Prison?
It's a really, you know,
that's what
quality.
You, that's what you picked, Schmitty?
They're both very good. I'm going to pick My Own Prison just off the fact of if you listen to all of those, the first three are very close together in the
right.
same type of tone. That My Own Prison is a banger,
it's like stands out.
Is that what you picked?
Yeah.
Okay, well, My Own Prison is going up against Higher in the finals. But wait a second.
There's more?
The only way that My Own Prison is going to the finals is if it beats this final bonus song that I could not leave out.
Ooh, bonus song.
Bonus song I couldn't leave out. This was a Creed song that was a straight banger, and I had no choice but to bring it in here.
Zesty.
Here it is. What if I avenge? What if I for an eye? Oh, my gosh. Quickly around the room. Beatbox Bob, is it What If or My Own Prison?
What If.
Ooh, Schmitty, is it What If or My Own Prison?
It should be the finals, What If.
Ooh, Mikey Faw, What If or My Own Prison?
What If.
I say My Own Prison, but it doesn't matter because What If is going to the finals versus Higher?
Yeah,
that's right.
Okay, so we've got What If sneaks in to the finals. Here's What If. Going head up with. Boy, would like a world of change. It helps me to appreciate those nights and those dreams. But my friend, I'd sacrifice all those nights if I could make the earth and my dreams the same. The only difference is. So we've got Higher and we've got What If. All right. Wow. Here we go. Schmitty, what's it going to be? Is it going to be what if, or is it going to be higher?
Oh, man. I'm going to go with what if, but I'm downloading the album now.
I know, right? That's how I felt. What if from Schmitty, Mikey Fla, what's it going to be for you? What if or higher?
I think higher is just a better song.
Okay, one for higher. I agree with Mikey Fla very, very. I love What If, but I mean, can you take me higher to a place where blind men see? Dude, wow. It gets me pumped. I got to go higher. So I'm with Fla, higher. Bob, it's on you. Is it What If or is it higher?
I was going to go higher till I just heard you sing that, and that just ruined
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't got the voice. Don't got
so
it.
I'm going with What If.
Oh, wow. We've got a tie. We've got a tie between What If and Higher.
I mean, they're all really good. I just like the difference.
It's just difficult. And besides that, what if one?
What if I?
What if I?
There's only one way to settle this when we got a tie.
Let's settle it.
Let's settle it right now. It's either What If or it is Higher. We're going to find out. Make a quick phone call. If this person answers, your lives will be saved. Is it going to be What If? Is it going to be Higher? Or is it going to be Dial Tone?
Hello?
Alexis.
Hi.
It's Mosh. We're on the Mosh Jelton Show again. We're live. We're popping. What I want to ask you is we got a dispute. We got to figure this out. We're down to the finals. We got the final two. It's up to you. Whatever you say is the winner. Is it?
All right. Let's hear it.
It's Creed's two Creed songs. Which one is better? What If? Do you know What If?
I'm not sure. Remind me.
What if I'm alive? What if I for an eye?
Oh, okay. Okay. What solid. If I...
Is that one better or is it going to be higher?
It's going to be higher.
It's got to be higher, right?
It's got to be higher. Hands down, no question. Why was this a question?
Higher it is. Thank you, Alexis. We love you.
You are welcome. Love you.
It is Higher. The winner. Let's make our escape. Higher is the winner. Very well. And I, you know what? I think the right song won. I think the right song won.
You know what? You're right.
I'm listening to him back. You're probably right, but I don't think that was the best song in the whole tournament.
But What If, though?
I think What If came, I think that was justified to come in there and start slapping around some of the other songs.
I agree.
All of them are great. And that album has to have...
Underrated.
So underrated.
Or like Mikey Fla said, it was rated correctly at the time, but then people say, oh, it's you can't play that out. I think Creed gets, I don't know, maybe it is an underrating.
They just got a bad rap because they're a Christian rock band.
But what happened? You know, you've got Nickelback still going. They're kind of in the same.
Well, yeah,
you know,
it's a Christian rock band, so yeah. Like they kind of fell out of favor because of that.
I feel like they probably formed a path for Nickelback's success as they kind of just disappeared after that album.
Sure.
Which was every song on that.
Do you know where they're from?
I think Seattle.
It kind of sounds
like it. They're
like
probably
Seattle
from,
or Canada.
They're yeah, probably from
Nickelback's Canada.
Not around here. It's a good question. Definitely think the right song won. We were talking about events a little bit ago. What about throwing an event with Marco?
That would be great.
Why not?
If he's up for it, then let's do it.
You think we can get Marco to jump in and get down on a van? He'd have to trust that we know what we're doing, but he would probably want to do it up by him, which would...
That's where it should be done.
Well, I mean, we would just... locals is where...
We'd end up cutting off a lot of our constituents.
At this point in the game, we're just starting to throw shows.
It depends on what we're...
Like doing. show 3, show 4, we should go out to St. Pete.
I agree. Maybe a couple more.
Yeah, yeah.
It depends on what we're doing, though, right?
Well, yeah, but like, let's stick around with like mostly local stuff, and then we'll go over to St. Pete with like a variety show, like, you know, rapping and a musical guest, something like that, where there's more than just like the one niche audience, you know, so we can kind of collectively get St. Pete a little bit easier and make it a bigger drive.
Right.
Would you?
I think anywhere you do it will be successful. I think Mr. Mark and Miss Steph would be down no matter what.
Sure.
So either way you do. But I do agree, keep it localized at first and then try to bring our audience with us to a local event down in... It's not far.
I think that too, but where we could also do it... China! That's the best place that I think we could do it in.
Oh, yeah, that's the perfect place to do it. It's, you know, they got all the right regulations and stuff.
I can't go.
You can't go to... China! Why not?
It's too far.
China! It's too far?
Yeah.
You'll pay for it?
No, it's just too far.
Have you ever seen of a... China! Have you ever seen of a... China!
Yes.
Okay. I was waiting for someone to ask me. I hope Mark will be down because we could do 3 battles, bro. It wouldn't even be a big expenditure. And if anybody wants... Whatever you guys want to see us do, if you guys want us in St. Pete, wherever you guys want us at, just hit us up, the Mosh Gelton Show on social media. You guys can find us real easy. Hit us up in the instant messengers. Hit us in the DMs, guys. You know, slide up in my DMs all saucy and frisky like you're thirsty.
Ew.
Drink. Drink. When's the last time you slid in somebody's DMs, Bobby?
Too long.
It's been a long time, right?
It's been like at least a couple of days since I slid in someone's DMs about the many different things we've got going on.
I don't slide in DMs anymore because I had a chick that I used to talk to that would impersonate a bunch of other... I told you about this. She would impersonate a bunch of other accounts. So now every time I go to slide in a DM, I'm scared that it's her.
Oh, that's terrifying. That sounds like PSTD. DM.
It might not be her, but, you know, what if?
What if is right.
I would think you look at the friends list and kind of go from there.
Yeah, but even so, it's still treacherous, dude. It's like impossible to figure out for sure.
Now, what do you mean? Okay, so DM usually is direct message on Twitter.
Yeah, right? It's like private messaging. Okay.
Yeah,
Facebook,
but it
that,
is. It, right? Isn't it just called messaging if you're talking about Facebook, or are you talking about somewhere else?
Well, messaging.
Yeah, like Messenger.
It's
right?
Still a direct message, Mike.
But isn't it just a... Is it a DM?
Is it directly going to you?
Who are you talking to, me or Schmitty?
You.
I figured that. Okay. Yeah. So messaging...
I appreciate his opinion, but yeah.
I don't. Messaging is the act of sending you a something. It's conveying a message through literary means.
I get that. I just hear DM and I think Twitter. That's all.
There's direct message on Facebook. There's direct message on Instagram. There's DMs everywhere. It's in the part where nobody else gets to see.
Well, you got to be careful not to throw out too many of those. You know, you can get in trouble.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's the most amount of trouble you ever been in?
Probably not as much as you.
Tell me. Don't insult me.
Trouble,
tell me.
I got arrested once.
You got arrested once. Was that arrest the most trouble you've ever been in?
Yes.
Do tell.
Do tell what? What do you want to know?
Tell me about Mars, man.
Mars.
Tell me about your arrest, sir. Squirrel!
Okay.
Tell me about your arrest.
Okay. All right. There was a tropical storm. I was at Gators on the Pass. I was drinking beer. Somebody bought shots. I drove home. Got pulled over on the Bayside Bridge. The video showed us blowing... both of us around.
Whoa.
On the bridge.
What did the video
wind,
show?
The wind from the tropical storm was blowing both me and the officer around.
What's the wind's last name? What's his last name?
And to sum it up, I got off with a reckless, but I spent...
Got off with a reckless.
I spent a night in jail. So
Wait. When did Chris Hansen pop in on the situation?
Yeah, I knew there was going to be some kind of...
You got Chris Hansen. So you did a little bit of jail time.
No.
Overnight.
It was overnight.
So was that time that you were in there, or was that something else that's none of this realm?
No, if you can class it as that, it was the 7 hours maybe.
Can I classify 7 hours as time, Bob?
So if I'd done time, no. I've done 7 hours? I didn't think so.
You did a little time.
A little bit.
Okay. A little bit.
I got yelled at. Let's put it that way. And it was like a whoop.
You get handcuffed?
Yeah.
Taken to jail?
Yep.
Did you do any time in there?
7 hours.
You did a little bit of time in there, man. That's
I learned my lesson. It never happened again.
So when you dropped the soap, were you a hardened criminal or did that happen before?
I did not shower.
Do you like hardened criminals or do you like them to be a little bit less hard?
Either way.
Either way?
He prefers his criminals flaccid.
When they're soft, when you walk in and it's just a bunch of soft criminals in there, do you make it your life's goal to harden these criminals?
I'd rather a smooth criminal than a soft criminal.
So not only are you shaving with these men, and by men I do mean burly men, but you're doing other stuff with them that is apropos to any. Okay, listen. Mikey Flaw, we're going to have to send you to jail with a camera tattooed to your chest. Tattooed to your chest. Listen, two things, because we got to get to trivia time here in a minute. Did you guys see this? It's going around all over the internet today. Bob, I don't know if you saw this. The female NCAA controversy.
No, what's going on?
Mikey, did you see that? It'd be something you might have saw.
I did not. I'm sorry.
Schmitzkins?
No, I did not.
We saw. All right. Well, it's making the rounds all over my social media. It's all I see, and it's apparently one of the women that was on the NCAA. I don't know what the play was about. I just saw a quick clip where she either makes the basket or she goes to celebrate, and she puts her hand up and she points at her ring finger, and then says something. She points at her ring finger to the other chick like, yo, we're going to win a ring.
Right.
And some kind of gesture, and it wasn't even, and everyone's up in arms because apparently, and she was of darker skin complexion, and apparently the one of more pale skin complexion did similar 2 weeks earlier, and everybody praised her as competitive when they said that the lady with darker skin that did pretty much the same thing was outrageous. And that's everywhere.
I actually seen the photo. I didn't click on the article to see what it was about, but from what was wrong with that?
Yeah, what kind of gesture was made?
She pointed at her ring finger.
That's it? That's the only gesture? Just I'm pointing at the ring finger. Hey, I got a ring. That's
doesn't that typically mean that I'm married?
There was that means I was gonna get a ring, and there was more there was like Dave Portnoy said what she did was disgusting. And I was like, what is...
Are you mixing two stories, possibly?
Nah, I saw this. Look, Ellis...
There was another story where they were congratulating and shaking hands after the game, and another basketball player hit the other one right in the face.
It was the... Okay, no. This is the story. LSU captures its first ever national title with a 102-85 win over Iowa. Angel Reese was a huge reason why. She had a 15-10. 5 assists, 3 steals. With under a minute remaining, Reese began celebrating by doing the John Cena's "You Can't See Me" gesture, the same one that Clark used against Louisville recently. But while social media largely praised Clark for her moxie, Reese got the opposite reaction. So that is what happened. It was just a "You Can't See Me" and pointing at the ring.
Jeez.
And everybody's up in arms because they brought other arms.
Yeah, so they just kind of take a piece of broken glass and cause bodily harm. That's ridiculous.
I don't even know why it's even talk worthy, bro.
Like, what's going on? Like, who? Like, what?
Well, I don't know why people are talking about that. I think you can do a lot more in basketball. I think you can talk about people's family, bro. I don't care about nothing when it comes to nothing, man. We're playing sports. We're getting down.
Ooh, she made a rude hand gesture that I made a week ago, but she's worse for it.
But I guess it begs the question, apparently, in your eyes, darker-skinned competitors treated in a different light than more pale-skinned competitors.
Okay. Well, that's a lot to unpack, man.
Well, let's not unpack at all.
Right. I mean, given my current complexion, given the fact that I could, be left out in the cold if I was to hitchhike during a blizzard, I'd say that my opinion doesn't mean a whole lot. That being said, from what I've noticed, I've noticed some mild discrepancies here and there, some certain things that are very like blowing the, you know, water out. But I don't know, man. You know, I'm sure, you know, historically speaking, that you know, people with more melanin in their skin tone have been you know, mistreated a lot more frequently than people with you know, who don't have.
Sure.
It, historically speaking, I'm sure that that's a I'm sure that's a thing. I feel like everybody should be treated at least fairly.
No, I completely agree, and I think we're getting into the weeds here. So to get off of the, let's just get off of the race topic. Digital blackface is a thing now.
Get off of the race topic.
Yeah, the meme thing.
It literally is. Yeah. Some people are saying that if you're not of a race and you post a meme with somebody of a different race, you are doing internet blackface.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh,
that's
my.
The meme. You can't post that anymore, bro.
What if I take a picture of you and just Photoshop that, put it out there? You're in trouble?
I mean, if you want to be a digital blackface guy.
That's going way too far because, you know, nobody has a problem with, I mean, you're sharing funny stuff. It doesn't matter who you are or what you're sharing. I'm sorry. If it isn't, you know, if it's not illegal or, you know, porn, then you should be able to, it shouldn't matter.
And oftentimes there's like, you know, that's like the only meme that expresses the thing that you're trying to express that fits in.
Nobody, they're making stuff up to get people riled up against each other, and it's stupid.
Sometimes I feel like certain people just make up an outrage that's baloney just to make the other, you know, people seem less credible. You know what I'm saying?
If you can post a meme of somebody of the other race, can't you just wear a mask?
Well, memes are way different. That's like, they're way less deliberate. They're more like happenstance. This guy, a picture of a black dude happens to also have the caption of the thing that exactly that I'm trying to say. It's on, you know, it is what it is. I'm a white guy, but he has a picture. The caption of his picture is exactly what I want to say.
And so I'm such a weirdo, bro, that the only reason I think blackface is shouldn't be done is because I think it upsets so many people in the world. I mean, I understand the roots of where it comes from, but I mean, it's people dressing up doesn't really bother me at all. I'm Jewish, you know, you want to dress up however you want. It's really weird that people get so offended by so many things, and they got digital blackface now. And
I think a lot of it's created, you know. I don't think, because if you
in a lab in Wuhan,
they're creating the problem, you know, and there's we think that that other people have issues with it when in reality they probably don't care.
Like, we're just getting mad at fake people who have a fake problem.
It's a fake problem. It's being pushed.
All right, dude, don't fake out. Let's not fake everybody's problem.
It's all fake.
All right, you know what's real?
What's that?
Trivia time. You guys ready to play trivia time? Here's how trivia time works on the Mosh Gelatin Show. I will bring a trivia game to the table. Tonight's game is called Trivia Time, Turn the Page. Trivia Time, here's the song, name the artist. So I will give you a song, very simple, and you have to name the artist. There is no wait time on this. As soon as I go, you guys go. Whoever has the most points at the end of the game gets to decide who wins. You guys understand the rules?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is ready to play?
Yep.
All right. No hands on buzzers. I'll ask the questions. We've got Mikey Flop, Beatbox Bob, and myself, Mosh Gelatin, and Schmitty all in the game. As soon as I go, you go. This is Trivia Time on the Mosh Gelatin Show on 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete. The first. Here's the song. Name the artist. Jump Around. Jump Around.
It's not Limp Bizkit.
No, it was way before that.
Yeah, it was before Run DMC?
Nope. Here's the song. Who's the artist? Jump Around.
Like Vanilla Ice.
Punks jump up to get down. Jump,
it's the
Beastie Boys.
It's the kids. Buddy, it's the kids that wore their stuff backwards.
That's Crisscross. No.
It wasn't Crisscross.
It's not NWA. It's
people are screaming at their radio right now.
Oh, they are. Yeah.
What was
Jump Around?
What was with what's his name? The Clock.
Public Enemy.
No.
Dang it.
The correct answer would be House of Pain.
Ah, House of Pain.
House of Pain does Jump Around, and nobody scores on the Mosh Gelatin Show. But that's all right because we've got the next question. Trivia time. Here's the song. Name the artist. Another Brick in the Wall.
Pink Floyd, yeah.
Was that Flaw?
Yeah, it was Flaw.
Mikey Flaw gets a point. Mikey Flaw jumps on the first point. It was Pink Floyd. Here's the song. Name the artist. No More Tears.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Sounds like a tie.
That was a tie for sure.
Yeah.
It was a tie between Beatbox Bob and Mikey Flaw. That was Ozzy Osbourne with No More Tears. Two for Mike, one for Bob. Here's the song. Who's the artist? Riders on the Storm.
The Doors.
It is The Doors. Beatbox Bob keeps gathering more points. Trivia time right here on the Mosh Gelton Show. Here's the song. Name the artist. We Belong Together.
Taylor Swift?
Nope.
Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey is the correct answer. We Belong Together by Mariah Carey. Schmitty gets that one. And we're rocking and rolling, and it's anybody's game here. Here is the song. Name who the artist is. Hey, man, nice shot.
Filter.
Filter is correct. And Beatbox Bob is coming in hot with Filter on Hey, Man, Nice Shot. Here's the song. Name the artist. Follow Me.
Korn.
No.
Insane Clown Posse.
No. Follow Me.
Alanis Morissette.
Nope. Does anybody even know the song? It's a pretty famous song.
When you sing it, we'll probably all know it. Or when you sing
it. Oh, I'm sure you will. If nobody knows who sings Follow Me.
Nope.
Uncle Cracker. Follow me and everything is all right. All right. Okay. Nobody gets Uncle Cracker. Follow Me. That's still cool. Beatbox Bob's got three. Mikey Flaw's got two. Schmitty's got one. Here's the song. Who's the artist? Low.
Little John. No.
Nope. It's not the rap one. That was Flo Rida.
That was Flo Rida. It was Low. Dang.
To be with you, girl, it's like being low.
Blink
182. Hey, it's like being stone.
Blind Melon?
Nope.
Smashing Pumpkins.
It's a harder one.
Smash Mouth. Crazy Town.
Cracker. Follow Me was Uncle Cracker, and Low was Cracker. That's all right. You guys can still get these. Here's the song. Who's the artist? Changes.
Tupac.
Tupac is the correct answer. Schmitty lunges forward on the board. Two for Schmitty, two for Flaw, three for Beatty. Here's the song. Who's the artist? Don't Let Me Down.
Jackson 5.
Nope.
Fleetwood Mac?
Nope. Here's the song. Who's the artist? Don't Let Me Down.
Five Finger Death Punch.
No. Older.
Don't Let Me
Down. Don't Let Me Down.
Nirvana?
Don't Let Me Down. Nope. Don't Let Me Down. You guys don't know who Don't Let Me Down is.
Poison.
No.
The Offspring?
Don't Let Me Down. Y'all Let Me Down. That is the Beatles.
Ah.
Big Beatles song. Don't Let Me Down.
I don't know the Beatles that good.
Couple questions left. Here's the song. Who's the artist? Brown Eyed Girl.
Tom Petty.
No. Wow, you guys are underwhelming tonight. You guys don't know who sings Brown Eyed Girl?
It's not Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers?
No.
It's older than that.
Elvis.
No.
Sinatra.
Van Morrison. Brown Eyed Girl was Van Morrison. Could be a record amount of misses in one game that these guys have had. So I don't know if they'll get this one. Here's the song. Name the artist. Neon Moon.
George Strait.
CCR?
No. Not George Strait.
Garth Brooks?
Not Garth Brooks.
Toby Keith?
Nope.
Neil Young?
No.
Keith Urban?
No.
What's the song again?
Neon Moon.
It's country music.
It is.
Shania Twain.
Kenny Chesney.
No.
It's in that realm right there. It might be a little older.
Neon Moon.
Brooks George. And Dunn.
It is Brooks and Dunn. It is Brooks and Dunn.
I thought Schmitty. It was a solo act for a second.
The very end of that comes in and grabs Brooks and Dunn's Neon Moon. Very well done. Here's the song. Who's the artist? Minority.
Sum 41.
Nope.
Blink 182.
Nope.
Lit?
No.
22, Sum 41. It's in that ballpark.
Tool?
No.
What's the song?
Minority.
Korn?
Welcome. Oh, I know this song.
Sum 40. You said Sum 41?
It's not Sum 41. Minority is the name of the song.
Green Day?
It is Green Day.
Really?
Here's another sound of hysteria. Another new nation of my America. Welcome to a new type of tension.
That's Minority? Not American Idiot?
Oh, that might be, but how does Minority go? One Nation, I don't know.
It's same type of tune.
It's Minority just like that. That is Green Day. There's only three left. Who got that?
Schmitty.
Schmitty got that to take the lead with four. Beatbox has three. Flaw's got two. There's only three questions left. For a point, here's the song. Who's the artist? Cocaine.
Ed Clapton.
Zero.
Eric Clapton.
Eric Clapton.
Oh, Mike, you Flaw got
it.
You.
I had to take
it. It is Eric Clapton and not Ed Clapton.
Yeah.
Three for Flaw, three for Beatbox, four for Schmitty. It's still anybody's game. Two questions left.
You should give him a point for that.
I'll divvy the points. Mm. Here's the song. Name the artist. Foxy Lady.
What's his name? Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix. Four for Bob. Two for Flaw. Three, four for Schmitty. The final question for 2 points, which means it's anybody's game. Whoever gets this last one right is the winner of the Trivia Time Tuesday night edition on the Mosh Shelton Show. Final question. Be ready to answer, because anybody in this room, and I mean anybody, can get this right. Here's the song. Who's the artist? Dr. Feelgood.
Motley Crue.
Oh! Yeah! Mikey Flaw takes the jam, bro. Mikey's been winning some of these.
Good job, Mikey.
I know. I feel better now.
It's like 2 weeks in a row, right?
Yeah.
Oh. Killing it, dude.
Hit him with that Motley Crue. He said, sings ha. He had it real fast.
Cacao.
Motley Crue is the answer, and Mikey Flaw is the winner of Trivia Time tonight. Very, very well.
What do I get?
You get to feel good, doctor.
Congratulations.
Is that it?
You get to keep your chin up, man.
That's true. I don't have to struggle anymore.
You do get to keep your chin up.
Yeah. Okay.
Although it doesn't look like there's enough muscle in your jaw to do that.
Sure.
Oh, man. I am good.
Who rips on somebody's jaw? I mean, come on.
When there's a good joke to be made?
That's just petty.
Bro, have you seen what you do with your jaw? Tom?
No.
No? You haven't seen it? What do you got? Eyes in the back of your head, don't you? You see what I'm doing. You don't see what you're doing.
I don't even know what you're doing.
Yo, you look like Jack Nicholson when you smile. You know that?
Do I?
The square root of Jack Nicholson.
I don't know what that is.
Nicolas Cage.
The square root.
A little Nicolas Cage, didn't he?
A little bit.
A little Clint Eastwood.
He got more hair than Nick Cage.
It's nice to see you smile, Mike.
He does look a little Nick Cagey.
Yeah, a little bit. It's the forehead shape.
Mm.
Yeah, like Con Air, Nick Cage.
I'm higher than Con.
When he was like a younger Nick Cage, right?
Yeah, like Face Off.
Yeah, that was a younger.
Same time.
I'll take it.
After he got his teeth done, so he doesn't have those weird gaps, but before he got thick.
I love me some Nick Cage, bro.
Oh my God, do I ever.
He's really great. Check it out, guys. Here's what's going on. You can catch the Mosh Gelatin Show all over the place. We're everywhere. And we're definitely going to be back every Tuesday night from 11 p.m. to midnight on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete. Mikey Flaw, is there anything else you'd like to let the listeners of 96.7 FM know before we go?
Looking forward to next week.
I love it. I love it. Mikey Fly is looking forward to next week, ladies and gentlemen. He's looking forward to it. Schmitty, before we go, 96.7 FM listeners, is there anything that you'd like to let them know?
Enjoy the rest of the week. We'll see you back here next week.
Enjoy the rest of the week. Such a very, it's deep. Non-shallow answer by Schmitty. Beatbox Bob, is there anything else you would like to tell the audience of Sunshine 96.7?
We love you. We love you so very, very much. We love you with every fiber of our beings, every single molecule of our bodies. We are filled with joy because of you. We love you. Sunshine 96.7, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives.
It is where local music lives. So, you know what? I was going to play you guys out on that, but I'm going to play you out on this because I'm going to have Beatbox Bob tell you about every Tuesday. Just tell him, Bob.
No.
Don't tell him yet. Let me play the outro thing. Let it say its thing, Bob. It's going to say its thing, man. Listen, real quick.
Okay. From the frozen tundra of Tampa Bay, who the hell writes this crap? You've got the Mosh Gelton Show. From Tampa Bay to the world.
Every Tuesday, tune in to the Mosh Gelton Show on Sunshine 96.7 Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. You got to tune in to the Mosh Gelton Show. Thank you so much for everybody being here. We love you. Tune in. Check us out next week. Check it out. We love you.